The National League coming up is a very crucial one for Tyrone, especially considering the number of players that, you know, first team players who are going to be missing. And at first glance, you have the likes of Conor McAllister, Cahill McShane, Matty Donnelly, Peter Hart's involvement, I suppose, after getting married last year, mightn't be there for the first number of games, and Michael McKernan's injury there last week. So really, it's a big campaign for Tyrone, and no bigger match than this Sunday's against Meath, because really that is a must win in Division 1, and it means if Tyrone can win that, it will set them up nicely. But if they fail to win it, then they're immediately maybe going to be stuck into a relegation battle, especially with home games coming up against Kerry and Dublin.
Yeah. Okay, the big question, certainly outside the county, you might know a little bit more about it on the inside. What's the story with Cahill McShane?
Well, as I suppose people will know, Cahill McShane has been mentioned in dispatches as going over to Australia to play a bit of a trial for Australian rules. Now, the word is that he will be going over in the next couple of weeks, probably will be over there during the month of February and maybe into March, where he'll be trying out, and then I suppose the decision will have to be made by himself and whoever he consults as to whether or not his future lies over there or lies here back in Tyrone. And I suppose there have been conflicting reports in relation to his likely or unlikely availability for Tyrone, even if he does sign an Australian rules contract. Some would say that because he would be going over there as a rookie, that he would be able to play and be registered this year. Others, including Ty Kennelly, the former Kerry footballer, would say no, because their team lists have already been finalised for 2020, it'll mean that he will be playing for Tyrone. That's something a lot of people in Tyrone would be glad to hear, but at the moment his involvement would still be in doubt.
Yeah, obviously a huge loss given that, you know, he's an all-star, you know, and obviously had kind of himself and Matty Donnelly, who was also missing, had formed a good partnership up front.
They sure had, and that's, I suppose, the worrying thing, is that you're missing those two key players. But not only missing those two key players, like if you consider it's just over 15 months from Tyrone won or got to the All-Ireland final against Dublin. And I was just thinking about this, since that particular day, from probably the starting forward line at Croke Park at the start of September in 2018, you're going to be missing Mark Bradley, Matty Donnelly, Cahill McShane. You're also missing forwards like Conor McAllister, Lee Brennan. So you have about a half a dozen sort of players who would be considered natural attackers who are no longer involved in the panel. Now, I know others have come in, and Darren McCurry has been very impressive in the McKenna Cup, and I suppose Frank Burns has been moved into full forward in a sort of an experimental role, and it'll be interesting to see how that develops. Kyle Coney's back in there. Maybe David Mulgrew from Arbogue is back after injury and doing a bit better. But at the same time, there's a lot of question marks over, you know, just how Tyrone will cope with the loss of those couple of key forwards, and none more so, obviously, than Cahill McShane, considering that he won the All-Star last year and had settled into that full forward role and was really a big threat there. And even though, I suppose, the other counties will have been aware of him this year and probably would have been marking him more closely, he still is a major, major addition. And if he's not available, he's going to be a major, major loss.
Yeah. And Ronan O'Neill, I see, is back as well and seemed to play well in the McKenna Cup.
Yeah, Ronan O'Neill is back after a couple of years away from the panel, and he has been doing well, and he has been getting the scores in the McKenna Cup. Like he scored well against Armagh, he scored well against Down, and he scored well against Monaghan last week. So it'll be interesting to see how, when I suppose the cut and thrust and the more competitive element of the National League, how these players like Darren McCurry, like Ronan O'Neill, Kyle Coney, all those players, the pressure is on them to really step up and realise their potential as forwards of real talent and real quality for Tyrone, because that hasn't happened. They've been around for maybe a number of years and that hasn't happened yet. for whatever reason, and it would be good to see them now stepping up and sort of filling the breach that's lost.
And Colm Kavanagh back for another year.
And I'm sure that he will sort of fulfil the usual sweeper role in around the front of the D. It's interesting, I suppose, he's now 34, 35 years of age, and how many more years are we going to have, you know, are we going to be relying on him? And certainly he is an addition. And another player who's proven to be an addition, and hopefully as a young lad, Conn Kilpatrick from Eden Dark, who played very well in the first McKenna Cup game against Cavan, was man of the match that day, and certainly has shown a lot of potential. Missed out most of last year through injury, but has come back and really would be another addition. And as I say, all those boys will have to now step up, because the time has come for that to happen.
As you say, Meath on Sunday, a crunch game, because as you quite rightly say, Kerry and Dublin at home, they're the only three home games in all.
Yeah, that's right. And you have to go to, you know, the following week you have to go to play Monaghan and Castleblaney, and Monaghan and Castleblaney are never easy. We'll have to go to Galway and Mayo as well. So Meath are going to be, Meath obviously just up from Division 2 after winning promotion. They caused Tyrone plenty of problems in the All-Ireland qualifier, first round back in 2018, and ironically it was a Cathal McShane equaliser which saved Tyrone on that occasion. So there's going to be absolutely nothing easy, because, you know, at this time of year the pitches are heavy. Meath are a hard, dogged team, and, you know, they showed against Dublin last year in the first half especially that they're well capable of defending when the occasion demands it, and I would expect them to cause their own plenty of problems. And the problem is, whenever you don't have these more established players like Matty Donnelly and Cathal McShane, when you don't have them available, then all bets are off, so to speak.
And tell me, what would be the expectation for the league? What would be counted a good or satisfactory league in Tyrone?
Oh, there's absolutely no doubt that Tyrone will be looking merely to stay in Division 1. Anything above and beyond that, it might not even be a target. It might not even be a bonus. But I think just slow and steady will win the race for Tyrone. If they can stay in Division 1, especially with those players missing, then everybody will be happy, because it will give them a bit of time then, a wee bit of leeway to prepare for Donegal in the first round of the Championship.
And in terms of team for the weekend, what's the expectation? Much along the lines of the team that fielded against Monaghan in the McKenna?
It will be. The ironic thing is now we don't get the team until the day of the match anymore. It used to be published on a Thursday evening, and maybe for a National League you might have got it even at this time. But yeah, it'll be along those lines that, you know, and probably Mickey Hart will try and sort of introduce a few of those young players like Conall Grimes and Daniel Kerr from Galway and Conn Kilpatrick, who have been sort of impressing during the McKenna Cup, to give them then that wee step up in terms of the quality and that chance to impress in the National League.